Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 66. The Fan. WFAN. With Mike and the Mad Dog.
All right, BT. Let's take a look here as we have some of the confirmed scheduled dates for the Jets and the Giants. We'll start with the Giants because there are more confirmed games there. And in addition to the confirmed games, we have the rumored dates to complete the full schedule.
Correct. By the way, there are more confirmed Giants games. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 confirmed, eight confirmed Giants games, and right now 3 confirmed Jets.
Right.
Everything else kind of pieced together with industry stuff, and there you go.
All right. So let's go over this with the Giants first. We'll do the old,
win-loss game. Bye-bye.
Mike and the Mad Dog. At Washington for the Giants week one.
I think John's going to win that game.
Now, you are higher on, we should preface it by saying, you're higher on the Giants than I am going into the year. I'm of the belief that the Giants think that they're better than they are. I don't like Russell. Russell Wilson might be a nice guy personally. I don't like him as a quarterback at this point in his career. I always loved him. I thought he was underrated, as a matter of fact. At this point, I think he's kind of overrated by the Giants. So I think the Giants are going to have a bad year.
Yeah. Listen, I think the Giants' defense is going to be really, really good. I know the Commanders were terrific a year ago. I'm not so sure they take an absolute guaranteed step forward. Listen, the first week, first 2-3 weeks of the NFL season, always a little tricky here. I think that Giants defense is going to be flying around. And if I got to pick a win or a loss, I'm going to pick a little upset. They'll probably be favorite dogs by about, four and a half, five. But I think the Giants win that game.
Should have beat Washington last year. Didn't have the kicker in that game. Lost by two. Played well against them twice, but came up. All right, so I have a loss there. At the end, we could grade it and go over what we think the total is going to be. At Dallas.
They usually don't play particularly well there. I would say a loss. I don't think Dallas is going to be that good. I just don't think they're going 2-0 with two games on the road in the division. I think you kind of have to start 1-1, and they're going to lose one. I think it's at Dallas.
Loss for me.
All right.
Dallas is going to be better. Not great, but they're going to be better. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Dak back healthy. Kansas City, Sunday Night Football at home, the home opener for the Giants.
By the way, I hate that they start on a Sunday night. Like, to me, I would much rather have a at home. Like, give me a conventional 1 o'clock. Let me get the grill going. Let me get there nice
home
and early 9 o'clock
morning.
Come on.
Especially if you're the Giants.
I don't like that. We know Kansas City's offense is not the same. I would say a tough but inspiring loss.
Yeah. Loss. I don't care how you want to slice it.
I can see Mike is not expanding much today.
I can see any way you slice it, that's a loss. Well, here's how I'll expand it. Giants, Chiefs, loss.
Loss.
All right, so that's, I'm 0-3 so far. Los Angeles Chargers.
I'm going to give them a win. Very well-coached team. They run the heck out of it. That's cross-country. It's a home game. Giants are coming off a short week, whatever that matter. I say win there. 2-2 to start the year.
I'm going to go loss. I don't believe a Brian Daboll-led team is going to beat a Jim Harbaugh-led team, especially in year two for Jim Harbaugh. I'm going to go loss. At New Orleans, week five.
Win. Saints are going to be horrendous.
I mean, my God, if they don't win this game. Yeah, I'll go win there. Still, at New Orleans, not easy. I just don't trust the Giants, but I'm going to give them a win there. Have to give them a win. Okay. Have to because...
Yeah, I mean, if they don't win that, they're going to go 2-15 yeah. based on what you're seeing.
I mean,
so
they might
far.
Anyway.
No way. 2-15. Who's next? Come on, Mike. Keep it
Philadelphia,
moving,
Thursday Night Football.
loss.
Okay. I agree. Philadelphia. Now, would you give... Well, I guess we'll get to it. Now, this is at home. Actually, I'm not going to agree there. I'm going to disagree. I'm going to give them a win in this game. I think at home, Thursday Night Football, Blind Squirrel finds another. Is that what you say there? I'm going to give the Giants a win over the Eagles because I don't think they're getting swept. And I think it's more likely that they win the home game and maybe can pull an upset there over the Eagles week six. Who knows, again, what the status is going to be of guys. This is completely just throwing out a random, unconventional, illogical win for the Giants. But I'm going to go two wins in a row. Beat the Saints, somehow beat the Eagles Thursday Night Football at Denver week seven.
I think, I know their quarterback was pretty good, and I know Peyton's good. I know they were a playoff team. I think the Giants' pass rush is going to confuse their young. I'm going to go win.
Russell Wilson revenge game?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that. I just think the Giants' defense is going to be good. That pass rush is going to be really good. Win.
I'm going to go loss.
Okay.
At Philadelphia.
Loss.
I, too, am going loss. Home against the Niners.
I'm going to say win. I think the Niners are going in the wrong direction fast.
Yeah, I mean...
They're not the same, dude.
I know. But, you know. I just don't see it. All right. I'll go. I'm just taking a little look at this guy. I'll go win as well.
All right.
Only because I'm uncertain what the Niners are going to be, and the Giants are going to have to win some games, and they are at home. I'll go win there.
Now, let me update. We're halfway through the schedule.
9 weeks through.
Yep. You've got, they start 0-4 for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then they win 2 straight, 2-4.
3-6, I think I have them right now.
You do. You have them at 3-6. Yeah. I've got them at 1, 2, 3, 4. 5-3.
Okay.
Wow. 5-3, 3-6. I'm going to have to revise one. That seems a little ambitious.
Go ahead. Yeah. At Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, based on what I listen, if they're going to win a game, I don't expect. They're probably going to lose a game that I don't necessarily expect either because they're not quite there yet. I'm going to say a very frustrating loss.
I'm going loss as well. They're not beating the Bears on the road, at least how I see it right now. I think the Bears are going to be solid this year.
They should
much
be.
Better than
We've
they
were. Said that before about them.
Yep. Green Bay, home against Green Bay.
And they beat him before recently at home.
Yeah.
Do I think I got to look ahead to the next week too? I'm going to give them a loss.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to give them a loss.
That's a loss. They're not beating the Packers. Packers are going to be good. At Detroit, week 12.
Likely a loss.
Also a loss. At New England, Monday Night Football.
They're going to be a pretty good team. They got a coach, man. I just think that will be tight. I will say I'll give them a win going into the bye.
I'm going to give them a win as well.
All right.
I don't think New England's going to be as good as everybody expects. I like Drake May. I like Vrabel. It's still way early.
Remember, New England's Pat's biggest weakness a year ago was their O-line. They I know they addressed it with the draft a little bit here, but their O-line stinks, and the Giants getting after them.
They've got a ways to go. I'm going to give the Giants a win in that game, Monday Night Football in New England. Bye week.
Yeah.
Home against the Commanders.
I'm going to give them a loss.
Ooh.
I'm going to give him a win there and a loss at home.
So you're splitting that.
I'm just going to split that up one-on-one, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give him a win there, too. I'm going to split it as well.
No, I'm giving him a loss, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to give them a win, but so we have reverse split. I have them losing week one and then winning this one.
Okay.
Home against Minnesota.
I think they're going to win that game. What's so good about the Vikings?
I'm going to give them a win, too. They should have beat the Vikings. Well, not should have, but I expected them to beat the Vikings last year to open the season at home.
Yeah.
I'll give them a win here. Trying to be favorable here to the Giants at Vegas, week 17.
It's a game right now that they might even be, it's a pick 'em or maybe like slight dogs. I'm going to give them a loss, but I really do think they care. I'm going to say a loss.
What's Vegas' deal right now? They're not getting
They got Pete Carroll. They got Geno. I mean, they got some players. They got a great tight end, Brock Bowers. I mean, they can run a little bit. They're okay.
Brady taking over ownership.
Some talent. I could have easily gone win, too. I really could have. And I want to, but.
Yeah, I love Pete Carroll. You know how I feel about him. I would have had the Jets hire. I'm going to go Giants win there.
All right.
And then I'm going to go loss for the last game of the year against the Cowboys at home.
I will. This is where I think we see a little progress here with the Giants. I'm going to have them split with the Eagles. And I'm going to have them split with Dallas. Have them losing in Dallas week two. I got them winning week 18.
All right. So at the end
you said win. I'm sorry. You said win.
I said loss to Dallas. Beat Vegas, lose to Dallas.
All right.
And again, these are... I mean, we know it's ridiculous, which is part of the bit here. But these are just roughly, you know, maybe they win a game we don't think they're going to win or lose a game we do think they were going to win. roughly I have the Giants first look at this schedule.
I have
them
at 8 and 9.
The rough schedule, I have them at 7 and 10.
I got them at 8 and 9. Okay, so
and that to me is ambitious from at least my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, based on this, like the conversations we've had about the Giants and the direction of the anticipation of what they're going to be, I thought you'd have a lot lower.
Right.
Like to me, that is I've been saying for a while, I think the Giants will be okay. I think their defense is going to be awesome. And by the way, they've got a couple of the top receivers in the division.
Yeah.
So for me, 8 and 9 is kind of in line with what I've been saying. For you, 7 wins, I don't think we're getting 7 out of you.
Yeah, here's why. And you're probably not. I was being ambitious, and I closed with 4 of 5 wins. So even in this 7.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Then of 10 scenario... They're 3 and 9, which means it's another awful year. And who knows by that point, if they're 3 and 9, maybe they do go
Dart.
To Dart.
Yeah,
you don't know how it's going to play out. But I don't think the Giants, the tougher part of their schedule is clearly early on. So I think they'll be buried either way. Remember, in my 7 and 10, I also have them beating New England, Monday Night Football, Washington at home, Minnesota at home, Vegas on the road. Probably not going to win all those games.
I get it. Did you think DeVito was going to beat the Packers a couple years ago? No. Yeah. I mean, things happen. Guys get hurt.
Probably more realistically, on second look, first look it was 7 and 10. Probably second look would be 6 and 11.
All right, so the Giants.
What is their over-under number?
I think it's 4.5.
Okay.
Hoff, do you know that off the top yet? I believe I saw 4.5.
All right, Jets.
I say 4.5.
You want to start
Let's get to the Jets. Yeah. All right, the Pittsburgh Steelers week number one as we kick off the Aaron
that
Glenn
is so
regime here.
Sweet. Now, this is not confirmed. We should just say, BT, the confirmed games for the Giants at, well, did you already do this? No, right?
Take it.
At Washington, at Dallas, home against the Chiefs, home against the Chargers, at New Orleans, home against the Eagles, at Denver. By the way, the Chiefs are Sunday Night Football week three. The Eagles are Thursday Night Football, home against them week six. At Denver week seven. And then the final week, home against Dallas, week 18. Those are the only confirmed games. And the Giants number is 5.5 on the year.
Yeah, and the Jets are 5.5 wins. Giants 5.5 is wins. So right now, we have both of us going over for the Giants. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready? Let's get to the
and
Jets
Pittsburgh
here.
Not confirmed, but that's
not
the,
confirmed. Yeah. I said, yes, that's what I said to start the show. We'll see. Pittsburgh, remember, I said 2 home games to start, then on the road, week 3 in Tampa. Now, let's go.
Oh, Hoff is saying that now is confirmed by Costello.
Okay, so there you go.
Good job. You were on top of that early.
Okay, try to help the show out a little bit.
I like that. I saw that tweet. It got me excited.
Nice.
Pittsburgh and potentially Aaron Rodgers to MetLife Stadium week one.
Listen, I think the Jets are going to commit a lot fewer penalties this year. I just think they're going to be a better team. I'm going to go win. Now, if it's a great team, I don't know if I'm going there. I don't think Pittsburgh is anything special. Jets win that first game. Let's go. 1-0.
I'm going to go loss.
Okay.
Rodgers sticks it to him.
If he signs with him.
Yeah. Well, if not Rodgers, maybe I change my mind. I'm going in under the assumption Rodgers is going to quarterback, and he's going to stick it to him.
All right. Week two, up in Buffalo.
No, here. Isn't that here?
Buffalo.
And that is confirmed as well, Hoff just said.
There you go. So things trickling in nicely. All right, Buffalo week number two. I'd be surprised if they start, 2-0 here. I'll go loss, Buffalo.
I got him at 0-2. That's a loss.
All right. Week three, this is confirmed in Tampa. Mm. And it's, by the way, the first leg of a back-to-back Florida trip. At Tampa Bay, I'm going to say that is going to be a win. The Jets with an early sign that they're going to be pretty good this year.
I'm going to go loss. You got a 2-1?
I do. Okay, I do. Well, listen, I'm going to change my tune when it's really time. Like, you see teams that I'm worried about. At Miami, Monday Night Football. I'm going to go loss here. I don't think Miami's great. I really don't. But I don't see the Jets starting 3-1. Loss there.
I want to pick the Jets. I just don't know if I can. I don't think Miami's going to be any good. I don't think the Jets are going to be. I'm going to go loss as well.
You have the Jets starting 0-4.
I do. Same as the Giants.
Geez.
I mean, would you be shocked? It's the same thing that happens around here.
I'd be pretty surprised if the Jets start 0-4. Dude, they got some good players.
Dude, Pittsburgh, Buffalo.
Pittsburgh's not that good. Buffalo's good. Yeah. Tampa's okay. All right.
We're talking about playoff teams here. Pittsburgh, Buffalo, at Tampa. I could see them beating Miami, maybe.
Okay.
I'm unsure about Miami. Certainly, Tua's healthy.
See, you know what it is? Now, listen, maybe I'm trying to sell myself here, but I really think the Jets' own line's going to be good, and they're going to be able to possess the ball and maybe win some games we don't think they could. Okay. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Week 5, Dallas home. Last time they played Dallas at home, I was there. That was the Darnold to Anderson 90-yard touchdown. Mm. They're going to beat Dallas again at home, and I will be there again. Go ahead.
I'm going to give them a win. I think they're going to beat the Cowboys there.
Denver and London, I have no idea what the hell. You know what? It's going to be. I think everything in London's frustrating loss. I'm going to give them a loss right there.
Mm. I'll give the Jets a win there.
Denver is never or very rarely fun. Carolina at home. Bryce Young kind of turned things up a little bit, but if you want to have a decent season, you got to win that game at home. Give me a win against Carolina Week 7.
I'll give them a win there as well.
At Cincinnati, a lot of weapons. I'm going to go loss, though I their defense stinks, but let's say loss.
That's a loss.
All right, then we have the bye week number 9. You've got the Browns, Week 10, off the bye. Jets, I think they never play well off the bye. Maybe Glenn changes that up at home. I'm going to say a very frustrating loss.
I'm going to go win against the Browns.
Okay. Then we move to a primetime affair at the Pats, week 11, Thursday Night Football. I usually don't do well up there. I'm going to say loss up there.
God. Yeah, I'm going to go loss as well.
At Baltimore, loss.
That's a loss.
In Atlanta at MetLife.
Ooh.
Yeah, week 13.
Little Falcons, Jets. I like it. Falcons coming to town. There. Yeah, why not?
I'm going to go win. That should be an easier one, I would hope.
Loss.
Win.
It lost Atlanta. It panics. Atlanta should have been a playoff team last year. I'm going to go loss for the Jets as well.
All right. I'm going to have the Jets split with Miami, get that week 14 win at home. What do you got?
I will also go win there and split with Miami on the year.
Now we have a little back-to-back trips here, both in warmer, one warm, one dome, at Jacksonville, week number 15. Boy, Trevor Lawrence is odd. They've got talent. I'm gonna say loss here. I'm gonna say loss. One of those losses, like I'm talking about.
They'll split the next two games. I'll go win against Jacksonville.
And then loss at the Saints?
Loss at the Aints.
I'm going the other way. All right, so you have win against the Jaguars. I got a loss. I got a win against the Saints in New Orleans at the Dome. You got a loss. And then week 17 at home, I'm going to give them a win against the Pats.
Okay, I will also give them a win, meaning they split the division with Miami and New England.
All right, and I'm going to keep it somewhat sensible here. Up in Buffalo, week 18, loss.
Loss, they get swept by Buffalo.
All right, you count up your wins, I got mine.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine losses.
I got the Giants and Jets both at 8-9.
So I have
Isn't that crazy?
I have the Jets at 8-9. Now, Hoff just told me the... I think I'm a little ambitious here. I'm going to have to take some wins off the board.
Wait, I may have missed a win. Hold on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nope, I got it right. 8 wins.
Yeah.
Can you count that again? I think I missed that.
Stop. Hop.
I got eight.
Hoff did say the Giants schedule is fully confirmed.
Yes.
So all those games that we just went over, fully confirmed, 2 primetime games for the Giants, the home opener Sunday Night Football against the Chiefs.
Three primetime games.
What'd I say? Three. Right. I got you. So Chiefs, home opener Sunday Night Football, home against Philadelphia week 6, Thursday Night Football, and then at New England Monday Night Football week 13, all confirmed. Washington, Dallas, Kansas City, Chargers, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Denver, Philadelphia, San Fran, Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit, New England, bye, Washington, Minnesota, Vegas, and Dallas.
And right now the Jets have the 2, not fully confirmed. We gave you the ones that are confirmed in Tampa week 3, at Miami Monday Night Football week 4, London, that Denver game, week number 6 here. I have them at 8 wins. We'll see, but there's 2 primetime games. Obviously, London's a different monster. Week 4 at Miami is a Monday, and then week 11. I had the week wrong. I knew they were going to play the Pats there on Thursday night up in Foxborough. That is week number 11. So there's the schedule.
And let's stick to this, and we'll revisit. Keep these sheets because we have them marked, and we'll revisit this just for fun during the actual season or even before the season. when we do this, when we know a little bit more about certain things
they're
and all that stuff.
Sal, they're being folded. And they're right in the old notebook
and
right now.
And basically, BT, so the over-under numbers for the Giants and Jets, both 5.5,
yes.
Which is not a good sign.
No.
And we're both roughly, I'm with the Giants 6 or 7 wins, and with the Jets 7 or 8 wins. And
I got you 8 for 8 for both.
Not a good football season.
Now, to me, hold on a second. Now, no, not good if that's what happens.
Jets,
however.
Jets, yes.
No, it's not good. You know, it's not
in
good.
In year one of a new regime?
But it's not like they take it over an expansion team. No way. With that talent?
Well,
no.
Justin Fields.
No, Sal, I'm not saying I expect 11. What I'm saying is I'm not celebrating 8 wins.
Right.
There's no way.
But if it's the year, if it's the first year of building the foundation and building the blocks, I think you'd sign for 8 right now.
I won't, because I think the foundation's already been set with some really good, talented young players. I think you got a coach who's going to kick some ass in there. Now, again, they could be 5-12. They could be 10 and whatever. I don't know. But, no, I don't get excited with 8 wins. And here's the other thing, too. I know that they both have 5.5 projected win totals. But if the Jets win 8 games and the Giants win 8 games, to me, the Giants, based on their brutal strength, it's got to be the toughest strength of schedule in the entire NFL. And the Jets, I don't want to say that it's easy. You got some hangers in there. Saints stink, Jack. Like, you got some teams, the Pats, you're supposed to win. If they both win the same amount of games, that is an overachievement for the Giants. And to me, that's an underachievement for the Jets. No way I'm signing up for 8 wins.
Fair. And for both, to me, it's going to be over before Halloween, unfortunately.
Oh, stop.
No, I hate to say that.
You got
to
say what you believe. I got
you. I have bolted 0-4 going in. Like, I don't. I think they could stockpile some wins at the back end of their schedule, which does us no
which
good.
Which makes us complain about the draft status.
Yeah.
What,
exactly right.
No, I don't think that's going to be the case.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.